I got to get myself together. I didn't bring energy. All right, let's get into the show.
Okay.
Yo, what's up, cookers? This is Sean Green, and welcome to a full episode of Let Me Cook podcast. All right, before we get started, I want to let you know what's going on, because I dropped a little nugget last time, and many people might have been like, what the fuck is he talking about? Brain tumor. So I'm going to just give you a quick little synopsis of what's going on. All right? So if you listen to my shows and my past shows, you know that I love a drop, and it won't be a show without a drop. So let's hit that drop.
What's going on?
All right, check it. Should I do some housekeeping? Okay, you know where to find the show. You can find us on YouTube, dropping some YouTube videos, but short little clips. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Sean Green. That's it.
Yep.
There's no more Let Me Cook podcast Instagram page. It's worthless. I'm just going to put everything on my main page. All right. In the past 2 years, I've been having some health problems. And I was really, really fat.
Perfect.
But that was from partying, eating sugar, living the hard life. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But then I noticed that my testosterone was really, really low. And I was trying to figure out what the hell was going on. So we started doing blood work. If you lose weight and you start lifting a little bit, you know, a little bit more, then your testosterone will go up. Try some fasting, whatever. I started fasting. I did whatever, blah, 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 whatever. So about a month ago, I started getting really, really dizzy, blurred vision. And I was trying to figure out what the hell was going on. And although I lost the weight, since January, I've been lifting like a maniac, trying to get the testosterone back up and trying to get less soft. And I was getting less soft, but it still wasn't for the amount of lifting I was doing and clean eating. I'm just like, yo, I need cuts, man. You know what I mean? And, the doctor was like, you know, you're 52, you lose some muscle mass and blah, blah. I go, no, check my testosterone. Check the testosterone. So here's to give you a baseline. At my age, low is anywhere from 300, high is any to 800. 300 to 800. They check my fucking testosterone. That shit's at 130.
What?
So when it was low before, like 2 years ago, it was like 204, and I was like, yo, what the fuck? This is not even normal low. This is under. So I was like, let me do a lot of shit to try to boost it up. Lifting weights, sprint, high intensity interval workouts, all of this shit, cutting the sugar out, all of the shit that they tell you that you're supposed to do.
Yep.
And when I took the blood work and it said I was at 130, the lowest that I've ever been, I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I started getting headaches. I started getting vertigo, unsteadiness, really dizzy, and almost like fainting. So I'm just like, okay, something's going on. So I went in, I got an MRI. That was Saturday at 2 o'clock, the MRI. The MRI was done within 2 hours, I want to say. The next morning at 8 a.m., I get a call from my doctor. Okay, first of all, when your doctor calls you at 8 a.m. on a Sunday, you know something's going on.
Yep.
So he goes, listen, we found a tumor.
Bruh.
And it's in your pituitary gland. And it's pressing up against your optic nerve. Thus, I have the blurry vision.
Yep.
And it's also pressing up against your carotid artery. For all those that don't know what the carotid artery is, it's the artery that sends blood to the brain. This is why I was almost fainting. Yay. Almost fainting. I'm thinking, okay, I need to have brain surgery. And they're going to have to cut my skull open, which I'm not too happy about. I don't want people to cut my skull open. So he says, listen, there's a great surgery. You got the best surgeons, UCSF and blah, blah, blah. And they go through the nose to get the tumor out.
What?
And, you know, the success rate is way up, it's 100% and blah, blah, blah. We never had any problems. You got the best surgeons, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So then he says, from now until you get the surgery is going to be the hardest time that you've ever experienced in your life. And I'm like, why? And he says, because your brain is going to think every little thing that happens is because of this tumor.
Perfect.
And was he correct?
Yep.
Every little thing is, oh, the tumor. And it's starting to make me really, really tired. See, there was one night when I was, I picked the wife up, and I picked her up at like 6:30. And in a span of 5 minutes, I yawned like 12 times. I was like, I'm exhausted. So I get online and I'm like, excessive yawning. What is that about? You're just tired, you know? And then I started getting numbness on the left side of my head. Yay. And I was like, what is this about? And you go online. Never go online.
Nope.
You go online, you're just going to go down a rabbit hole.
Yep.
So I remember one time I was like, oh my God, that shortness of breath, rapid heart rate. Oh, what is that about? Just didn't take into account that when it was happening, I was like sprinting. So if you go online and look up shit, you're just going to manifest the shit.
Yeah.
So I went for a 6 mile walk yesterday. And because I was just like, yo, I'm getting tired so easy. And just a month ago, I did a 7 mile run at around, I don't know, 9:30 pace, which was the fastest I've ever done it. And I was like, yo, I could just keep running and keep running. Fast forward to a month later and I'm feeling like shit. So this morning I wake up, I drink water, I'm feeling good. I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to go to the gym. Make a coffee, start drinking the coffee. Halfway through the glass, start feeling dizzy.
What?
I just realized that I might have to get rid of caffeine. Yes. Get rid of caffeine. Because I really enjoy my caffeine. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
No caffeine. Sir. Have a brain tumor. Need surgery. But I've been online and speaking to people that have had the surgery. And it's just been, it's been great for them. And I'm in the best hands. So that's one thing I can celebrate about. So that's what's going on with the brain tumor. It's a tumor of the pituitary gland, in the pituitary gland. And that's why my testosterone is low. That's why the prolactin is high. And prolactin is what women produce when they need to give milk. So hopefully once I have this surgery, the prolactin will go back to normal. The testosterone will slowly start to creep back up to normal range. And I won't have a tumor in my pituitary gland. So that'll be great. And then I can get back to being extremely healthy. Because I want to be so healthy that it annoys other people. I want them to hate on me.
You are a hater.
So that's what's going on. So that's a quick little pod. I just wanted to give you guys an update. I went in thinking that I was going to have like this amazing, I have a lot of stuff in the tank that I want to talk to you about, but I just don't want to do it right now at this second. So hopefully you enjoyed that quick little update. I just wanted to give you guys an update so you know what's going on. I'm going to head to the gym now because health is wealth. So hopefully you guys have a great Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, peace.